I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
This is Linda McKenzie with the HealthyLife.net Health News Super Segment. The fermentation supernant from king oyster mushroom may exert anti-inflammatory effects, supporting the gut barrier when exposed to damaging secondary bile acids, says a new study. Light profoundly affects cellular health through mitochondria, which act as cellular antennas detecting electromagnetic frequencies and producing energy through electron transport change that generate ATP and metabolic waste. Non-native electromagnetic fields from modern technology disrupt mitochondrial function and cellular health, but simple steps like distancing from devices and using wired connections help minimize exposure. Regular sun exposure provides essential near-infrared light that penetrates deeply into tissues, stimulating mitochondrial function, while UV light triggers beneficial pathways, including melanin activation. Proper sun exposure requires careful consideration of dietary factors, particularly reducing seed oil consumption and gradually building tolerance through consistent morning light exposure and careful timing. Optimizing your circadian rhythm requires consistent exposure to morning sunlight, bright full-spectrum light during the day, and minimizing blue light exposure in the evening hours. A plant extract formula may help with PMS. A novel combination formula may help mitigate neuroinflammation, oxidative stress, and neurotransmitter impairment associated with PMS, according to a new study. A new study indicates that a sage and rutin supplement branded as Mind Revive may support the aging brain. The vast majority of probiotic studies demonstrate significant clinical benefits, particularly in areas like gastrointestinal health and metabolic disorders, according to new research presented at the recent IPA World Congress plus Probiota. A standardized bergamot extract may reduce total cholesterol levels by 8.8% and low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, which is LDL-C, levels by 11.5%, says a new study from Italian botanical extracts company BioNap. Over 99% of people worldwide live in areas exceeding WHO air pollution guidelines, and research shows that fine particulate matter air pollution contributes to 20% of global type 2 diabetes cases. A 2025 study found that chronic low-dose exposure to traffic-derived air pollution triggers fatty liver disease, causing inflammation, reduced glycogen storage, and liver scarring in mice. Now, human studies confirm the link between air pollution and liver damage, with exposure leading to significant elevations in liver enzymes. Air pollution disrupts metabolic health through multiple pathways, including oxidative stress, systemic inflammation, and interference with the autonomic nervous system and key metabolic organs. While outdoor air quality is often beyond individual control, using air purifiers, proper ventilation, and water filtration due to chlorine vapors significantly reduces exposure to harmful indoor air pollutants. Keloid skin is an extreme overaction of the body's wound healing process, causing thick, raised scars that continue to grow beyond the original injury, leading to pain, itching, and discomfort. A study published in Burns and Trauma Journal found that keloid cells overproduce an enzyme that rapidly breaks down vitamin D, preventing it from regulating scar formation and inflammation. Researchers discovered that inhibiting the CYP24A1 allowed vitamin D to remain active longer, reducing excessive collagen buildup and helping keloid tissue behave more like normal skin. Even individuals with sufficient vitamin D levels in their bloodstream could still have a functional deficiency in their skin due to rapid breakdown by the enzyme, which explains why standard supplementation has not been effective for keloid treatment. Another recent study found that vitamin D supplementation significantly improved wound healing, increasing skin hydration while reducing transepidermal water loss, which strengthened the skin barrier and sped up recovery. Recent studies have shown that aqua aerobics, which includes activities like water Zumba and water jogging, can be a great way to lose weight and reduce waist size for obese adults. According to research in BMJ Open, participants who attended aqua aerobics sessions 2 to 3 times a week for 6 to 12 weeks lost an average of nearly about 6 pounds and trimmed about an inch off their waist. This was particularly effective for women and those over 45 years old. However, the study noted that while aqua aerobics helped with weight loss and waist reduction, it didn't make a significant difference in body fat percentage or other areas of body composition such as hip size. Given those promising results, the researchers encourage more comprehensive studies to fully understand the long-term benefits of aqua aerobics. They suggest future research should include more diverse groups of people and standardized exercise settings to strengthen the findings. This could help confirm aqua aerobics as an effective way to tackle obesity-related health risks. Here's our safety alerts from the FDA and FSIS to help keep you and yours healthy. Nestle USA Stouffer's frozen meals, they're being recalled for wood pieces. Sea Bear Company, Sea Bear Ale House Clam Chowder and Smoked Salmon Chowder for botulism. Har Maspeth Corporation's Jenga Glass Noodles with Vegetables for undeclared eggs. C.H. Gunther and Sons, 365 Whole Foods Market Small Bites Macaroni and Cheese for undeclared eggs. New Age Daily Veggies Enoki Mushrooms for Listeria Monocytogens. ZB Importing Ulker Dankek Roll Cake Banana and 5 other cake products for undeclared wheat. Sherrera's Food Market Pantry Soup and Oyster Crackers and Great Value Soup and Oyster Crackers for stainless steel wire pieces in there. Chicken of the Sea, Thai Union, Van Camp's branded solid light yellow fin in vegetable oil, Trader Joe's brands all kinds of tuna, and Genova all kinds of canned tuna, and HEB branded solid white albacore tuna in water for botulism. Uncle Ray's Coyote Valley Sour Cream and Onion Chips for sodium superpotency. Means it's too salty. Trinidad Benham Corporation's Black Beans Dried Elevated Levels of MBC. Don't know what it is, but it shouldn't be there. Little Leaf Farm Southwest Salad Kit for undeclared fish and wheat. Stibes LLC Organic Acai Bowl with berries, bananas, granola, and dried coconut. And there's also some blue plastic pieces thrown in. HEB Spinach Artichoke Dip for metal pieces. Mi Ranchito Foods Green Chili Bean Burrito for undeclared milk. J.E. Bakery Raisin Bran Muffins for undeclared walnuts. Mauna Loa Macadamia Nut Company's Mauna Loa Milk Chocolate Covered Macadamias for undeclared almonds. No macadamias in there. Nope, just almonds. Del Monte Foods, Good and Gather, cut green beans for foreign object. We don't know what the foreign object is. It must be too bad to report, but it's in there, so don't eat it. Danone Wave, Cinnabon Classic Cinnamon Roll, and their Hazelnut International Delight Coffee Creamers for spoilage. And people called in saying they got very sick from it, so don't buy it for right now. Kawa Pharmaceuticals America Libolo tablets for different tablets in the bottle. So we don't know what tablets are in there, but they're not Libolo. Breckenridge Pharmaceutical Deluxetine all dosages for cancer-causing impurity in there. Denison Pharma Zepst Acne Treatment Gel for benzene contamination. Chatham Inks Unisom Sleep Melts tablets, cherry flavor for CGMP deviations, Segan Industries Group Walgreens Acne Control Cleanser for too much benzene contamination, ICU Medical Potassium Chloride Injection, all dosages for super potency or subpotency, but they're not on the mark, so don't get that either. Nephron Sterile Compounding Center, Sodium Chloride Injection for lack of sterility. Turkana Foods Inks, Aleppo Tahini Sesame Paste for Salmonella. San Miguel's Nuts Corporation, Me More Snacks, Coco Bandera for undeclared color in the product. Aspen Biopharm Labs, Finasteride, and five other drug products for CGMP violations. Central Admixture Pharmacy Services, phenylephrine added to 0.9% sodium chloride for particulate matter. And that's it for this week's Health Super Segment. This is Linda McKenzie from HealthyLife.net. Stay happy and healthy.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's Super Segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net. Mm-hmm.